For the beginning of the fourth parak, we have a Mishnah of four Mishnah. Mishnah with four Mishnahs in it. The same pattern repeats itself on four topics. And we have the same general type of idea applies to each of them. The four concepts, the four qualities that the Mishnah deals with, it's Chochmah, Gvura, Oishah, and Kavod. Chochmah, Gvura, Oishah, and Kavod. And the Mishnah is telling us is clarifying between two basic attitudes, approaches, understandings of these four concepts. There's the normal approach that most people assume. A chochem is a person who knows a lot. A givur is a person who was misgaber a lot, won a lot of wars, for example. And an oisha is a person has a lot of money. A mechubid is a person that there's a lot of people in mechabedim. He comes in, everybody stands up. Right? He finishes his speech and everybody claps. That's a mechubid. This is a very, very widespread concept. If we would take a vote worldwide, this concept would one win hands down. It's right. The pashtus, the most chorishin of these subjects, is that you cannot tell me if it's good, if it's not good. You can tell me how to use it, how not to use it. Let's take Osher, for example. And Osher, the definition of Osher is a person with a lot of money. And you want to tell me, is it good to be an Osher? It's not good to be the Osher. It's dangerous. It has special rights. It has special requirements. It has special chiyuvim Osher. Talk to me about the dangers of being an Osher. Talk to me about the responsibilities of being an Osher. The right way to use it, the wrong way to use it. But the definition, leave alone. The definition is, an Osher is a person who has a lot of money. That's the way we would have thought, if it would not have been for Ben Zayma. And Ben Zayma, in this Mishnah, is coming to uproot, turn over, the basic attitude of people to all of these four very, very basic basics. Koichos that make the world turn, that make man turn, that make society run, the koichos of the world runs on. Any change in definition, any time that you have a change in definition, if you have an argument between two people in definition, then the difference is always going to be to the greatest degree. Definitions are always the most basic. The structure of Chochmah. So, well, what is it that we're talking about? Define it. What's the subject? When you're talking about the definition, you're talking about the Merkaz. You're talking about the central point where everything extends from. Everything is built on. Everything's going to grow from. It's like the first point of a line. The first point of a line, the first point of the Mahalik. Right? Two people are walking together. And they're off by a quarter of a degree. So if they're only going 10 feet, it would be negligible at all to see that they're mamish walking hand in hand. But if they would continue for a couple thousand years, so one would end up in the North Pole and end up in the South Pole. The degree of difference is determined by the extension of how big a system you're dealing with. The bigger the system, the smaller difference is. And the point that we need right now is how early on in the process did there was a parting of the ways. Here, when we have the parting of the ways, in the very essence of the definition of the concept, so when you extend these things throughout 6,000 years of history, of human existence, throughout all of this covers very, very widely basically all of human actions. So the ramifications are going to be enormous. The ramifications are going to be world-boggling. So we have at least some concept of the realm of this Mishnah. This Mishnah is going to turn the world up upside down. That's something very, very difficult to deal with. The person makes a little mistake. He was basically got it right, and there was one thing that he got wrong. You tell him, fine, listen, that's good, that's very good, but right here there's a little mistake. He said, fine, we'll change it, no problem. But if his mistake was in his whole process was wrong, not to an application in certain practice, the whole system's all wrong. It was an application of communism. The whole communism was wrong. Then you have to start over from scratch. There's very little room for pshorim. There's no middle grounds. Definitions don't leave room. You have differences in definitions, you don't have much room for pshos. Because if it's this, then it's not that. And even if the difference sounds slight, the ramifications can be humongous. But that not be the case in our Mishnah. Not only are we talking about definitions, but in the definition itself, the difference is minakotzer minakotzer. From one side to the other. Totally different, completely attitude, coming from a different place, going to a different place. It's a chiddush by the time you finish that b'chalal the two people are talking about the same subject. There are those who made such a mistake in this Mishnah to say that really osher means a person who has a lot of money. But that's when you're talking people-ease. Right? When you're talking people-ease, right, the way people talk, so then that's what an usher means. And yeah, we're also more than people-ease. An usher means somebody has a lot of money. But we have a different language. We have a Torah-ease language. And a Torah-ease language, so then, really it means, usher means the same as Bethelka. So it's not difference in definition. It's a different language. We're talking about a different subject. When you say osher, you mean how much money you have in the bank. When you say osher, you mean something else. So it's not different definition of the same word. It's a different word. It just sounds the same. When you say osher, you're speaking one language, and therefore it has one definition. Now you're telling us that there's a different language where the word starts off completely. Some people misunderstood the Mishnah like that. If that would be the case, so then it would be just a question of where these two languages interact. But it wouldn't be a difference in definition. But as we're going to see, I hope, that not be the case. The Benzaim is going to tell us the definition of the word Osher. Definition of the word Chochem, definition of the word Gibor, definition of the word of the concept of Kovod, of the Mechubad. And this is something that we have much, much difficulty with. Because it hits us, not between the eyes. It hits us on the ground that we stand. These are such basic concepts for the way that we see reality. The way we see everything goes on around us, in us, around us, above us, under us, outside of us. In the papers, above the papers, under the papers, wherever you look. Macro, the macro, whichever. This is very, very, you know. These are very basic. And if we're going to have to change our definitions, so there's a lot of resistance. People don't like changes. But the more basic you're getting, the bigger the resistance is. I have very little equivalent type ideas where a Mishnah comes and attacks us in such a basic form, and therefore we feel here a tremendous resistance. It's very difficult. How are we going to deal with that? This is all hakdamas. I'm trying to figure this out. What do we do with the resistance? So there is a wrong way, which there's two wrong ways, which we would like to try to avoid. One wrong way how to resist, how to deal with the difficulty, the resistance you have these type of concepts, is Litzonus, which means not laughing. It means don't take life seriously. Which basically translates practically down to you're right, but that's all nice, but then continue living the way you didn't tell it. Because so what if you're right? Yeah, that's true, so. But that's what Peter. Because we have a power, that's the Kayach of Litzonis, that we can separate ourselves not only from truths on the outside of us that we don't want to accept, but even our own truths. A person will check out his Meisim, will find Meisim that don't fit his own expectations of himself. It's a very big problem. I feel very much a hypocrite when you find a mess like that. And you don't usually have to work too hard to find this. I don't home like that. That's not my shita. How am I doing against what my own shita is on? But there is a clear of its own as I can separate ourselves from our own truths. I'm right, but still not machai. That's one. There's another way, totally opposite. What? It's not called dirty names. It's not called dirty names. Sports next week. We'll travel in this mission. Whatever bad thing, every concept of ra there is in the world, and that's a molech. You're going to be right. That's true, because the culmination of ra and the ra in the world, the pure form ra poodle neto, right? That's a molech. You're right. So anything negative that we're going to find, he's going to have it. I'm questioning. That's why all of the shonim. Whatever subject they're talking about, there's always a good and a bad. And the bad, well, that's a mullet. So that wherever you are, that's, there's no problem. You can throw a mullet whatever you want. You can throw it at him, and you'll be right. You won't be wrong. There's another process of avoiding the difficulty of making real changes to basic ways of life or concepts, and that is jumping. A person can pretend he's a malach, grow wings, and go for a trip, take off. Says, no problem, that's me. You're right, by me, an usher is somech b'chalchon, that's it. The Mishnah said so, right? So I have all of the whole Mishnah, me and the Mishnah friends, no problem. I'm a chalan on the other side, I'm on this side. Right. I throw it out, there's no such thing, b'chalal. Vada, Muskelvision, Poshit. Ezu Chochem Olam Elohim Kolodim. That's it. That's the way I see things. Person goes flying around in these dimyonos until he, sooner or later, hopefully, will ram into a thing called reality. And that usually will floor him. Because when you're flying like a malach, and you ran into reality, it's usually a very, very remarkable collision. And it could put a person out for a while. Not such a Kedai way of doing things. Which way is better? Which way is better? Don't ask me this question. I don't know. What's better? Makas Dam or Kinim? I don't know. I don't want either. You know? I don't know. Is it better? What's worse, to be blind or dumb? I don't know. I don't want either. I don't want to go into it. Which one's worse? Both of them are avoiding the confrontation. There are two ways to avoid the confrontation. Either put yourself a tris, a tzonis, so the Shon brings, it's like the waxed tris, waxed shield, wards off truth. They don't get to you. They slide right off. Not machayni at all. That's one way. Another way is to jump into the other side, which is can only be done by dimyon, and then finish the whole problem. There's a problem with the second way, is that you can really fool yourself. Sometimes it's even gedai because it will work.
Work,
yeah, good work.
Yet,
you could start doing things that are a product of the proper concept. So here, don't you see that I'm right? And don't you see that it's working? And don't you see that it's kedai? Okay. So these people, they go that way. They're difficult to argue with. And usually, the only thing that can prove to them that there's something wrong with that mahalach is the conclusion of the reality. There are times that, since they're, especially because they're very wrapped up in their dimyonos, that they b'chol are connected to reality, so you can set them up for a conclusion to reality, to a collision in reality. But you have to, you know, when you do that, you have to have a doctor there.
Give me an example of that. That's a very common problem. How do you do that?
How you set up a collision?
Talking about that all day.
It's a very, very difficult problem, because what do you do? You leave them in the dimyonos. It'll get worse and worse. Right? But the collision is usually, you need to call in a medic. And it's a serious damage from these collisions. Right? So it's a very difficult problem. So, those are dumbs. Let's maybe at least read the mission or something. Just to get a general picture of where what turf we're entering. What's the right way to do it?
I'm missing a point.
You didn't get the point?
No, I'm missing something technically.
Yeah.
In the second mahalach,
what's
happening? The guy is play acting, but he doesn't know what he's doing. I mean, he says, hey, he thinks he understands what it's all about, so he behaves according to these definitions, but he really doesn't know what's flying, and that's why he's going to collapse. What is he missing that he's going to end up collapsing?
Connection.
He didn't makayim the thing. Or something.
Connection between the concepts and his own reality.
And his own reality. You mean where what it was before? Right. He just made a shift. He substituted something for something else, but he didn't really.
No,
there's no
substitute
keyboard.
Anything. He is who he was the whole time.
Right.
And now he put on a masecha, full masecha.
That's what I meant by substitute. A different face. Okay. Right. Now I'm sorry.
And that's a problem because you can play.
Sure. In almost every film that anybody's ever seen, there's good guys and bad guys. Guys play the good guys too. When the film's over, you'd be surprised. Those guys find out who they are.
Good. any relationship with this epic Mahalik Tapurim? That's completely mikra, totally unintended. Well, Purim is next week.
These are the two most common defense mechanisms.
Yeah. Sadashov Shabim is that there's no collision.
No growth.
That's the result. I mean, you're not dealing with the head-on confrontation that the MS, the Torah, is bringing you. And the only way to succeed, that's what we're up to. What's the right way of doing things? The only way to succeed is Torah. Learning through limud, even through limud, a person can be koina, eternalize concepts that were not naturally part of it. But that's a process that doesn't happen on me. Just because you go to a shiur and somebody has said something that made sense, it depends.
The doctrine of learning those concepts,
right now we were talking about directly.
What?
Right now we were talking about directly.
Okay.
As an Eitzah, for avoiding the confrontation before we're strong enough to deal with it, and therefore avoiding, we don't like head-on collisions with Yetzer Hara or any Koach HaMerida, we try to avoid that at all costs. So one of the acceptable ways of avoiding this confrontation is fool yourself in the beginning into thinking that we're just learning a sugya. Talking about somebody else. I can, no problem. You can stay the way you were until now. Not the theoretics, something philosophy, learning something that's nothing to do with us. Until we can have a certain amount of kinyan and shaykhus to the subject, and then we can start with some strength and quality and understanding and relationship to start bringing it into the reality of our lives to the degree that we're going to have to deal with the worlds in collision there. One further and final comment I'd like to make is that when you learn these type of mishnas, these type of concepts, the Yetzer Hara's greatest strength is based on the fact that he convinces you that the real world of simple physical reality is your old way of looking at it. Everybody else is right. The Goyim are right, and then the Amoris is right, and you yourself are right. It's just that the Torah is bringing you down Shemayim. And it's the way things were until now. The Torah, they brought it down from our Sinai. It's that something that goes on in a different world. And this is artificial implantation of concepts that don't apply to this world and are in totally, we spoke about this, right? And totally, Olam Haba and Olam Hazeh are in total opposites. You know that sheet that we've spoken about, it, right? And this mission, this type of mission is here where he comes out with his, even he can come with his talus over his head, right? And tell you, yeah, you got to be kind to that. Forget your Olam Hazeh ideas. Throw them in the garbage. Right? That's the way he can get you to, do the second Mahalik. Right? Because you're right. The Olam Hazeh Mahalik is that an usher, somebody has a lot of money, and we're going to just scratch the whole thing, throw it out, trash can. There's no shayfis. We're going for a trip in Shemayim, and there an usher is a Sumech B'Kalko, a whole different definition, so different Mahalik. Right? Totally unrelated. Have to take your feet off the ground, because in the ground, like the Torah in the ground don't stir. That's his basic work. The Metzius reality, physical, artsius, Olam Hazeh reality, special normal. What's called normal, simple reality, is his definition. And he's not arguing. Yeah, the Torah has a right to bring in different definitions. Now choose which one you want to live in. You want to live in Eidem Azeh or Eidem Abad. Take a choice. That's the Yetzer Hara's biggest koyach, especially in these type of Mishnayos. Right? In these type of concepts, is to tell you that in Olam Hazeh terms, before we call the people Yis, now we're going to call it Olam Hazeh Yis. In Olam Hazeh Yis, he's right. Olam Haboyis, yeah, you can say whatever you want. You want to say that you stand on your head? Fine. In this world, people stand on their feet. Right? Those individuals that aren't living in this world, they're living in some other world and they just run around this world, they stand on their heads. Right? Torah tells you against the reality. That we've already spoken about in the past. That is the ultimate lie. The ultimate lie is to say that there's a steer between Adam and Zer and Abba, say that there's a steer between Torah and the reality. The Olam, the person, and the Torah are all exact twins. They were built bidyuk on the same blueprint. And what Renzim is claiming to teach us is what the reality is, not telling us how you firm out and disregard reality, over go somewhere and pick your feet out of reality. And that's difficult, because if we're not able to separate and say, well, there's regular reality and then there's this special holy reality, I can't separate into two worlds, two languages, two spheres. But I have to define it yom yom, real regular world. But we really don't believe it. The problem is that we really think that Moshe is a person that has a lot of money. And there's this conflict. We have a problem. Ad kan ha'akdom. Now let's start the Mishnah. Yeah, of course.
Sure. It's interesting that Rob mentioned about four things. And I wanted to know, this always bothers me, I know this is a pessimistic question we talk about before, the significance of four.
Excellent.
Like only word, I think.
Excellent.
Four.
Excellent question. Unbelievable. Well, that's one of the basic questions of the mission. Right, let's read the Mishnah, just so you know, so that we can say that we start. Quick reading. Ben Zoyim Oyim, Ezu Chochem. Ezehu Chochem. Who is a Chochem? Does that qualify as a good translation? Ezu Chochem, who's a Chochem? Okay. Haloim Mikol Olam. Somebody who learns from everybody. Shenemar Mikol Malamda Yiskalti. Mikol Malamda Yiskalti. Okay. Each chidush definition, he's giving his definition for a chacham. He's telling us that it's aloyim mikol adam, and he has a pasuk for shenema mikol malam day iskalt. Ezu givo, who is a givo? Answer definition of givo koy bishes yitzu shenema has a pasuk. Toi hapayim megibo, moishel beruchoim like it. Ezu Asher. Who's the Asher? You have an answer. Definition of Asher is a Sameich Bachelka. Where do you know it from? Pasuk. Shenema. Yegia kapecha kisoicha l'ashecha l'toyibloch. And now, for purposes that are not terribly clear, on first readings, once we brought the Pasuk, we'll darshan in a little bit. Ashecha boil mazeh v'toyibloch l'oil mabo. Okay. Ezu Mechubet, the fourth, What Osher, okay, Gibor, heard of him. Right, Chochem, heard of, what's a Mechubet? Have you ever seen one? What's he? He's a Chochem. Okay, I heard that. But he's an Osher. I've heard that. What's he? He's a Gibor. He's a Mechubet. You know any of those? And don't tell me a politician. But he is famous. That's his definition. He is famous. I hear. Okay. Maybe. I get it.
I wonder what everyone's got of
him. Usually the people that you want to autograph. What? are either right or wrong, is because either the Oshia or the Chacham are right or wrong. But he's not an Oshia, because otherwise he's an Oshia. He's two things. How's it go? What's it all about?
I don't know.
We
got lucky.
What?
Respecting the dignified person.
Dignified person. Why is he dignified? Because he sits up straight and has a top hat? What?
Yeah, he's Mechubad.
What does that mean? What is that?
He's honored.
Why is he honored?
It says, why is a person...
No. What's the... Before, an Austrian I know, this person has a lot of money. A Gibor...
People respect him.
Why? What?
Why? Because how he expresses his actions was a bit...
He represents all the things that you know you're supposed to have.
Which are those three things? Usher, cover, or hooks, usher.
He represents things that you feel important.
Which are those three things?
Okay. I wanted to get the Muslimish and the Mechubad clear. Before, Ezu Mechubad and the Mechabad is a priest. And tell them at least I knew Lafuki what? Ezu Usher, and some of the Chokhov means Lafuki means somebody has a lot of money. Ezu Gibor. Right, Lafuki is somebody who's low here. A mechubid is a mechabed as a brios. Lafuki.
Brios mechabed.
Oh, very good.
Why is a brios mechabed?
That's what we think. That's what you would have thought.
The definition of a mechubid. No. It seems very clearly from the Mishnah. That's clear. And we'll see that it is like that. That the muskel rishon of a mechubid is a person that people are mechabed. Why? That's their business.
Idiots.
What?
Sorry, I said because they're idiots.
It doesn't matter why. That his quality comes from the fact. The why is nothing unrelated. It's a reality that this is a person that when he comes in, when they talk about him, so everyone goes, wow.
Right?
Right? They treat him differently. There's different actions and talking and the way they talk and the way they stand and the way their facial expressions are when they're in the realm of this person. Right? So, Ezeh Mechubud, Shabriyas Mechabdin Noisa. Right? And now with learning, no. That's not it. There's a mechabed is a bris. Shenema, ki mechabed is a mechabed, but those are you called. Okay, see, we did it. We finished the mission. Go on to the next mission?
Why not?
Well, there's a few questions that are bothering me. There's a few questions. First of all, the big question is... What? That's a good question, but I don't think that we have the kalim to answer it, so we won't deal with that. But the first question is that the katnusi, bani yusi, which words to use, right? I have to admit that I do think an usher is a person that has a lot of money. I really do think so. Yeah. So if you want to tell me that there's a higher form of an usher, there's another quality of an usher, I'll talk to you about that. But you're not doing that. You're redefining for me the definitions. The main problem is that I really don't think so. I don't know. I know that that's what Ben Zoma is dealing with, but let's admit the truth. He's dealing with a problem. He's coming to tell me. I can't just say, well, okay, so then fine, the way you want it. No. I really don't think that way. So, obviously, Ben Zoma was out to teach us that. Teach us means that after he taught us, we're supposed to have learned it. I read the Mishnah. I even looked through some of the Foshim. And I have a very difficulty. I have a big difficulty. I still don't understand. I still think an Osher is a person that has a lot of money.
What you consider as an Osher is dependent on what relevance it has, what he can do with his money.
So are you saying we'll talk about how you proper use of Ashiris and improper use of Ashiris? Okay, I'll discuss that. That's fine. But don't redefine my definition. So what's the matter with my definition? Not only that, I don't think we're going to get it to tonight because I have to cut it short tonight. But I'm going to prove. I'm going to try to prove. And I'll succeed. That there is such a concept. There is such a thing. In turn, then an usher is a person who has a lot of money. A chochmah is a person who knows a lot.
Yeah.
So now we got a real problem. One second. If the problem is because I had my head on wrong, so maybe one day I'll get my head on right. But if I had my head on right and I'm still wrong, then I really got a problem. So the big problem over here is exactly where is the truth of the confrontation between the definition Ben Zomi is giving to us and the definitions that we all carry around with us. Because if we're going to take it less than he intended, right, not bechlal in the area where he meant it, much lower level, we're going to make it a different language, we're going to call it that's the attitude of very high quality people that are not related to this world. So then we destroyed the lesson they're trying to teach us. And if we take it beyond the bounds of what he intended, then we're also going to destroy it. So we have to know where's the focal point. Where at that point you have to change your definition. Below that, higher than that, give me, where does it apply, this where does this the proper place to the collision of these two definitions? So that's my biggest problem. Then we'll go on some of the regular problems. You bring a pasuk. So, generally speaking, we would have to assume that you bring the pasuk is a tree. Let's say, for example, that the pasuk was a proof. So then that you taught us should be proven from the Mishnah. But minimally, it shouldn't be a kash on what you said. Let's take, for example, the second one. A kovish is yitzoy, that's the gibor, right? Tiksiv, shenema, toivarecha paim mi gibor. Ah, who's the gibor there? The normal gibor, huh? So the pasuk says, forget. But you're coming to tell me that a gibor means an erecha paim. And the Mishnah is telling you, the pasuk is telling you an erech paim is better than a gibor. That means he's not a gibor, he's an erech paim. And a gibor is a regular gibor. If you didn't get the point the first time, so the pasuk says it again. Umoishu beruchoi, okay, loiked ear. So the Moishu beruchoi is one fellow, and loiked ear is a different fellow. Right? And he responds, he relates the gibor. And Moishu beruchoi is like the erech paim. I got the structure of the pasuk right here. So the pasuk is telling you it's the opposite in the Mishnah. That's not so good.
Someone who's
great,
someone who's
located here,
who's courageous.
Yeah, right. So that's the normal definition of a gibor.
No, then there's also a definition of physical strength.
The two definitions of gibor, in the normal terms, of physical strength and the capability of standing up to war, right? Which is bravery and courageousness, right? The other words that I use for the same concept. So it's two normal definitions. So yeah, right, you're right. The pasuk proves exactly the opposite of what the point you're trying to make. That's not so good. You can't do that.
Does that deny the Muslim?
So then what is he doing?
Which man is ready to acknowledge to speak of the praiseworthy?
I don't know. Are you satisfied with that? Didn't satisfy. I hear. It doesn't satisfy anybody. Okay. Let's take a vote. Who's you satisfied?
No.
Different.
Different.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'll give you all a week to think about different ideas. It's a shame. Next week we'll continue. But just this one last point. We want to know how to approach this mission, get some kinyan in reality, right, without running under or running over. Not hiding from what he's saying and not flying off into demyonics, but to get some real idea how to apply it, how to understand it in real terms. Right? We want to know what are the psukim telling us, what does he get from each pasuk. And the fourth, the thing that we want to know is what's this group? Group of what? We have four similar things.
Three and one.
You're right. It's three and one. This is a three and one. Three and one what? What's the relationship between the one and the three? What are the three? Three, one, what?
Three and one.
That's it. Good.
One correlates to three.
Well, good. Said, but Cholovin, are there anything else that would fit into this Mishnah? Could we have any Ezu Onov, Ezu Huzoris? There's a lot of qualities. Ezu Rachman, Ezu
Balchese. Specifically,
Well, these are the main ones that you might think of.
Yeah, you think so? Are there other qualities?
Are there other qualities? Not people that make such a major mistake of praising people.
Right, this is just a general thing. We want to know what is specific about these
people. Very physical attributes.
The physical attributes? Chochmah is very physical.
it's external, but it's an external thing too.
A chochmah is external to a person. And what's internal?
Internal,
as opposed to,
it's immediate.
He learned a lot, so he's a. So chokhmah is more external than
learning. Than honor, right?
And the gibor.
A gibor is a.
Is one.
I think he's right.
External.
He won the battle. He lost the battle.
That's the interface.
These are the most obvious great values that you could get wrong.
So that would be one approach. Satisfied with that?
Somewhat. It's not fully finished yet, but there's something happening now.